Western Michigan will open the National Collegiate Hockey Conference's first ever postseason tournament on the road against Minnesota Duluth. We're talking with David Drew, sports writer for the Kalamazoo Gazette. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
The Broncos just missed out on getting a home series for that first round of the tournament. How big a challenge does it make it to open on the road as opposed to getting a best-of-three series at Lawson?
For any team, it's going to be tough going on the road, especially with this new conference and just the geography of it. These are long trips, and it does limit how many of your fans can make that trip as opposed to going to a Michigan State or a Ferris State like the CCHA used to be. But in this year's case for Western, I don't think it's the worst thing for them, just because they've had some success on the road, and quite frankly, they have been average at home this year. So if you're looking for a team that might pull the road series win, Western Michigan could be that team this weekend.
And this is the 4-5 series, so it's more likely, I suppose, between two teams that are pretty evenly matched in terms of what they've done this season.
No question. And Minnesota Duluth has won 3 of the 4 regular season games, but these were tough, physical, gritty games that you looked at these two teams and they matched up real well with each other. And there was a couple lopsided scores, but I think this is going to be a series this weekend that will be close. I think you won't see a score that's more than 3-2 or maybe 4-3 if it really gets going.
Do the Broncos at least have some momentum coming in? They got a split last weekend at North Dakota, their first win ever. Important milestone there for Western to get that right before this tournament starts?
It was interesting talking to Coach Andy Murray this week about home ice and them just missing out on it. And he said, yeah, we would have liked to win both at North Dakota. But he didn't put the fact that they didn't get home ice advantage on this last weekend. There were some games at home that he said they let slip away that they didn't do enough to win. I think they have to take positives out of North Dakota. They played them very tough in Grand Forks in front of 11, 12,000 people. And aside from 2 goals in a span of 17 seconds on Friday's game, they came out Saturday, rebounded real well, and played well. I think Coach Murray won't tell you this because he doesn't believe in momentum, but there is some momentum to be had coming out of a split at North Dakota.
How important is the Friday game for Western, opening on the road, knowing that all 3 games, if you're going to play them, are going to be in the other team's building? How important is it to get off to a good start Friday?
Well, the trend for the Western Michigan Broncos right now is the last 3 weeks they've won or lost on Friday and then won on Saturday. And I think that'll be a big sign this weekend. I think Western has to come out on Friday and if not win, be very competitive and make that game go right down to the wire and be in it at the end. And it has to be one of those games that you come out of and go into Saturday's game feeling good about, whether that's a win or a very tough loss, close, tough loss.
What are some keys this weekend for the Bronco hockey team?
Goaltending is the starter. You look at the scores against Minnesota Duluth this season, and they just haven't been typical Western Michigan hockey scores. Duluth has outscored the Broncos 15-11. Even in Western's lone win against them this year, it was 5-3. That's not really a typical Andy Murray Western Michigan score, which is more in the range of 2-1, 3-2 ballpark. And aside from that, I believe special teams will be big. Western's power play, can't sugarcoat it, and it's been ugly this year. It's, I believe, the 3rd worst in the country. It's the worst in the league by a long shot. So if you can find a little bit of magic there, I'm not saying it has to be great because I don't think it will be, but if you can find a couple power play goals, that'll help. And then I think just taking care of the puck. Duluth does have some speed, and they showed that in the second game at their place where they scored 12 seconds into the game on a quick turnover and took it down the ice and scored. So I think those 3 things will be big this weekend.
David Drew, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you.